SpaceX lowering its IPO valuation target to $1.8 trillion coincides with Michael Burry comparing the current wave of tech IPOs to the dot-com bubble. Burry posted a dot-com era IPO chart, warning that the rush by SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic to go public mirrors late 1990s excess.
Burry's dot-com comparison is particularly compelling, given his track record predicting previous market bubbles. The parallels are striking. Massive private valuations, intense investor demand for exposure to transformative technologies, and companies rushing to go public to capitalize on market enthusiasm. The key question is whether current AI companies have more substantial business models than dot-com era startups.
BlackRock's warning that SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic IPOs could drain $200 billion from markets highlights the scale of capital these offerings would absorb. When individual IPOs require tens of billions in investor capital, they compete with other investment opportunities and can create liquidity constraints across broader markets.
The $200 billion figure represents roughly 1% of total U.S. stock market capitalization, which historically wouldn't be market moving. However, concentrated among institutional investors focused on growth and technology stocks, these IPOs could create significant portfolio reallocation pressures that affect other technology companies' valuations.
Goldman Sachs' warning of potential short squeezes as bearish bets hit decade highs adds another layer of market complexity. The median S&P 500 stock now carries short interest at 3% of market cap, the highest since 2011, with healthcare shorts at a 30-year peak. This creates conditions where positive news could trigger rapid price increases as short sellers cover positions.
The short interest dynamics are particularly concerning because they suggest institutional investors are positioning for significant market corrections. When sophisticated investors are betting against stocks at levels not seen since the 2008 financial crisis, it indicates deep skepticism about current valuations, despite continued market advances.
Mark Cuban's decision to dump 80% of his Bitcoin, calling it a failed hedge, provides an interesting counterpoint to cryptocurrency enthusiasm. Bitcoin has actually risen over 16% since the Iran conflict began, suggesting Cuban may have panic sold at exactly the wrong time.
Cuban's Bitcoin timing illustrates the challenge of using cryptocurrencies as geopolitical hedges. While Bitcoin has performed well during the current Middle East tensions, its price volatility makes it difficult to use as a reliable store of value during crisis periods. Cuban essentially discovered that Bitcoin functions more like a risk asset than a safe haven.
Peter Thiel's relocation to Argentina amid U.S. wealth tax concerns represents another form of capital flight by wealthy individuals. Thiel's move follows similar relocations by other tech billionaires seeking to avoid increasing tax burdens in the United States.
The Thiel relocation reflects broader trends in tax arbitrage among ultra-wealthy individuals. Argentina's tax policies apparently provide sufficient advantages to justify the significant lifestyle and business disruptions involved in relocating. This could signal that U.S. wealth tax policies are reaching levels that motivate actual behavioral changes among target taxpayers.
Kirkland & Ellis committing $500 million to build its own AI platform demonstrates how professional services firms view AI as essential competitive infrastructure rather than optional technology enhancements. For a law firm to invest $500 million in AI development suggests they expect AI to fundamentally transform legal practice.
The Kirkland investment is particularly significant because it represents in-house AI development rather than licensing existing platforms. This suggests they believe proprietary AI capabilities will provide sustainable competitive advantages in legal services, justifying the massive upfront investment despite uncertain returns.
Grok seeking $650 million for AI inference pivot after its NVIDIA deal shows how quickly AI hardware strategies are evolving. The company is essentially reinventing itself as Grok 2.0 under new leadership, suggesting their original approach required fundamental changes to remain competitive.
The Grok transformation reflects the rapid evolution of AI hardware requirements. Companies that seemed well-positioned just months ago may find their technologies obsolete as training and inference requirements change. This creates both opportunities and risks for investors trying to identify long-term winners in AI infrastructure.